The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Parshas Vayishlach contains the story of Shechem. Shechem, the son of Hamor, who is in the Sea Haaretz. Shechem becomes attracted to Dinah. He seizes her, he molests her. Dinah's brothers, the sons of Yaakov, the Shvatim, are outraged. They plot a terrible revenge. Shechem sends his father Hamor to negotiate with the sons of Yaakov for Dinah. They tell him, we can't give our sister to people who are Arelim, people who are uncircumcised. If you want Dinah, you'll have to do Bris Milah. Shechem and Hamor agree. They persuade their entire city to undergo Bris Milah. They do so. Then on the third day after the Milah, where the men of Shechem are in pain, Shimon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, approach the city. They massacre both Shechem and Hamor, as well as the rest of the city. They kill all the men. They capture the women and the booty, the plunder, and they take Dinah. We have to understand, how can they do such a thing? Shechem and Hamor themselves may have been chayav misa, the Mefarshim say, it was Gezel, they kidnapped her. But the rest of the city, they seem to have been innocent people. How can they have massacred an entire city of innocents just because of their anger at Shechem and Hamor for what they had done to Dinah? So the truth is, there are some Mefarshim who seem to understand they were simply wrong. Rabbi Yossi Pachar Shar, a student of Rabbeinu Tam, he says that when the brothers initially proposed that the men of Shechem undergo Bris Milah, they were actually bluffing. They never thought they would do it. Somehow he seems to understand, had they been refused, as they assumed they would be, that would have given them the excuse to enact some kind of vengeance against them. But when they actually called their bluff, when they actually did the Bris Milah, at that point, all the rest of Yaakov's sons, except Shimon and Levi, said, nothing we can do. They fulfilled, we didn't expect it, but they fulfilled their part of the bargain. We cannot do Shalokadin. Shimon and Levi, they were Balei Kas, they were angry. They said, doesn't matter. Bein Kedin, Bein Shalokadin, right or wrong, we're going to avenge our sister, Ninka Mehem. Bein Kedin, Bein Shalokadin, they were angry. Rav Hirsch also seems to feel that Shimon and Levi were wrong. They were motivated by a noble spirit, he says, but what they actually did was simply wrong. All the other Mefarshim I've seen, however, all take for granted that we have to find some justification, some rationalization for what Shimon and Levi had done. Not acceptable that Yaakov's sons, the Shiftei Ka, would have massacred a city of innocent people. So there are a number of explanations they give to try to explain why were all the members of Shechem guilty? What were they guilty of? Why were they deserving of death at the hands of Shimon and Levi? So the two most famous opinions on this question are the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam is in the Yad HaZaka, Hilchas Malachim, in the laws of the seven Noachide laws, Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach. The Rambam says one of the seven mitzvot is dinim. Chazal say one of the seven mitzvot is dinim. What is dinim? Laws. That means, the Rambam says, an obligation to appoint judges to enforce justice, to enforce the law. That is one of the seven mitzvot. A non-Jew who doesn't keep any of his mitzvot is killed. Yehareg B'Sayef is executed. One of these mitzvahs is to enforce justice. Since the inhabitants of Shechem did not judge Shechem and Hamor for what they had done, Shechem had stolen Dinah, he says. The members of Shechem saw what happened and didn't do anything. They failed in their duty of dinim. Therefore, they were chayav misa. The Ramban does not like this. The Ramban has a number of problems. He says, if that was really true, if it was actually a failure of dinim here, Yaakov should have agreed. We find Yaakov did not agree. Yaakov criticized them, both at the time and later on his deathbed, at the time of the brachas. He felt they were wrong. They had acted out of anger. They had acted improperly. If it was really such a simple matter, as the Rambam says, so then Yaakov would have agreed. So the Ramban says that the Rambam is wrong for several reasons. First of all, he says that is not what dinim means. What Chazal said, dinim is not a specific mitzvah to appoint judges, to enforce justice. Dinim is a general mitzvah that they should act, conduct themselves in accordance with civil law. Dine gneva, theft, onah, cheating, fraud, oshek, v'schar socher, cheating workers, other types of fraud, shomrim, onas umafata, avos nezikin, chovu b'chaveiro, malva v'lova, pretty much all of Choshen Mishpat, mekachu memkar. Dinim is a much broader general obligation to conduct themselves in accordance with law, in accordance with Choshen Mishpat. Kedinim shenitav Yisrael, like the laws that Yisrael has. Now it is true, the Rambam says, that this general broad obligation of dinim does include what the Rambam calls dinim, the idea that there's a mitzvah to have courts and to enforce the law. Nevertheless, he says the Rambam is still wrong, even according to him, even though there is a mitzvah of dinim, there is a mitzvah which includes the appointment of judges. A non-Jew would not be killed for a failure to do that. The Gemara says, Azharasan shalem zuim misasan, only for an azhara, for a mitzvah lo saseh, but not for simply a failure, b'shev val taseh, to appoint judges. Then the Rabban has another objection to the Rambam. He brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even though a Jew is obligated to enforce justice, lo segurum upneish, even when there's some element of risk or danger, for a non-Jew the rules are different, it's more lenient. A non-Jew does not have that obligation. Certainly, he says, we cannot expect the inhabitants of Shechem to judge Katzin, Shoter, Moshel, to judge their prince, their governor, their lord. Not reasonable. The Torah does not expect them to judge a person who's in that position of authority over them. Then the Ramban turns around and says, we don't need any reason to explain why they were chayav Misa. You want to look for a reason why they were chayav Misa? Not because they failed to judge Shechem. There's a much more obvious and blatant reason why they were chayav Misa. They did all kinds of other averus. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They worshipped idols. They were Megalei Arayos. They practiced forbidden unions. They did Kol Toevos Hashem. All the abominations of Hashem, we find Tzukim in the Torah, condemned the inhabitants of Canaan for what they had done, for Avodah Zarah, for Toevos, he says. The Torah warns us not to learn from them. However, he says, even though it's true they were guilty of all kinds of Toevos, then the Ramban turns around and says, it wasn't the job, it wasn't the prerogative of Yaakov and his sons to enforce the din against them. Ein hadavar maser liYaakov abana of lasas behem din. However, he says, what happened here was, since they were Rishayim, and damam chashuv lahem kamayim, that their blood was like water to the sons of Yaakov, so they took advantage of that, the fact that their blood is hefker anyway, to avenge what they had done to their sister. So they killed both Shechem and all his servants because they listened to him, sarim el mishmato. That's what they did. Ramban is a little hard to understand. First he says they were chayav misa for being avrayanim, for not keeping the Zion mitzvahs, for the toevos, for the avodah zarah, for the gilui arayos. Then he says it wasn't Yaakov's job to take care of that, Yaakov and his sons. Then he says it was dam and chashuv kamayim for nekama. Not exactly clear how all these moving parts fit together, but we do at least have at least two major disagreements between the Rambam and the Ramban. On the one hand, the Rambam feels that a failure to enforce justice is a capital crime for a ben Noach. Ramban disagrees for two reasons. First, because it's not itself one of the Zion mitzvahs, and it's only shev al taseh, and we don't say Azarasan doing misasan. B, because it wasn't their fault. It's not reasonable to expect them to judge their king. So that's one machlokus, whether the failure to enforce justice upon Shechem was a capital offense. B, all the other averus they had done, the Toevos, the Vadazar, Gilei Arayos, Ramban feels that is a sufficient reason for them to be Chayav Misa. The Rambam apparently does not. The Rambam says that the reason that they were Chayav Misa is because they didn't judge Shechem. Doesn't seem to feel that their general career of Toevos was a reason for them to be Chayav Misa. So again, the question is, why not? So Rav Shaul Yisraeli in his Amar HaYemini explains, interprets these machloksin regarding the question of whether it was really reasonable for them to judge their king, their master, a point raised by other Mefarshim too. He says everyone agrees that if there's really an imminent, a clear danger of death, even Israel, according to most Mefarshim, is not mechuyev to do that. Certainly the Ben Noach is not going to be chayav misa for failure to enforce justice when he's afraid of his own life. That wasn't the issue with this. The issue was simply that it was difficult, it was awkward for them, it was uncomfortable for them to judge Katzin, Shoter, or Moshe. The Ramban didn't say that they were afraid of their lives. He just said They were reluctant to judge Katzin Shoter and Moshe. So it was difficult. But that difficulty was not Pikuach Nefesh. That, he says, is a machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, where the Torah expects a non-Jew to enforce justice even in that kind of relationship, even to someone who is Katzin Shoter and Moshe, as long as he's not in danger of imminent death. Regarding the question of the Toevos that everyone in Canaan did, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, so Rav Shaul Yisraeli explains that even though it's true that a non-Jew is nerag for the Zion mitzvahs, he says that may only be for the mitzvah sichlias, for the mitzvahs that are svara, that a person is expected to know. So Gezel, Riven Eishes Ish, he says, those are mitzvah sichlias, he says. However, when it comes to Arayos, other than Eishes Ish, he says, if you have the Torah tells you don't do that. But we can't necessarily expect people to understand these things on their own. Even Avodah Zarah, he says, it took Avraham Avinu, who was a great Baal Sechel, who was a very sophisticated person on a very high madrega, to understand that Avodah Zarah was not correct. The Torah, that every person, an ordinary Ben Noach, may not be on the Madrega of arriving at that conclusion on his own, that there is monotheism, he says, and therefore he says, the Rambam would hold that the non-Jews were not chayav Misa for those particular Toevas. We don't find they did Gezel and Eishes Ish. We find they did Toevas of Arayas and Avodah Zarah. Those things the Rambam may have held, they were not chayav Misa for. So these are the opinions of the two most famous opinions, the Rambam and the Ramban. Why were the men of Shechem, the inhabitants of Shechem, chayav Misa? The Rambam says for the failure to enforce dinim, and the Ramban says it was because of the Toevas they had done. The Rambam is not the only one to say that the issue was a failure to do dinim. A number of other Rishonim say the same thing. The Chizkuni, the Ralbag, the Moshe Zakenim all say the same idea, that there was a failure to enforce dinim, while the Ramban has his other approach, that they were chayav misa on general principles for their career of Toevas. There are a number of other approaches in the Rishonim and Achronim to explain what it was that they had done that allowed Shimon and Levi, why Shimon and Levi felt authorized to kill them. One approach is Rodif. Shimon and Levi were in danger of being killed by all the inhabitants of Shechem. We find this Mahalach in the Moshe of Zakenim, another approach, the Arachayim, the Ralbag. But the truth is, we find at least three variations of this idea of Rodif in the Rishonim. The Moshe of Zakenim says, first, they simply executed a targeted assassination against Shechem and Hamar. They simply killed Shechem and Hamar. After that, he says, all of the people of Shechem and Hamar were outraged. They had just killed their leader. So they rose up against the sons of Yaakov. First, they killed Shechem and Hamar. Achar kach, the other members of the city came to help Hamar. So then they had to kill them too. At that point, they found themselves in danger from the other members of the city. The Arachayim is Medayik in the Psukim. The Psukim imply that they first killed the other inhabitants of Shechem and only then went after Hamar and Shechem themselves. It says that Vayavo al Hayar Betach Vayargu kol Zachar Ve'es Hamar Ve'Shechem Beno Hargu L'Ficharev. The Psukim seem to indicate first they killed everyone else, then they killed Shechem and Hamar. Why did they do that, the Arachayim says? Surely they should have started with the Baal Aveira himself, Shechem himself. So the Arachayim explains, they couldn't get to Shechem. Shechem was being protected by his bodyguards, by his people, he says. Everyone who was loyal to Shechem tried to fight off and try to kill Shimon and Levi. So at that point, Shimon and Levi said, look, we're trying to get to Shechem. You're in our way. You're trying to kill us. You're a rodik. So they killed them first. Only after that were they able to get to Shechem and Hamar themselves. There was a third approach, the approach of the Ralbag, other Rishonim too. They say, really, they could have gotten to Shechem and Hamar directly without killing anybody else. The problem was, in the future, they would have had to expect retaliation from Shechem and Hamar subjects. So in order to forestall that, they had to wipe everyone out. The Ralbag says, Ralbag brings several approaches. He says that one of his suggestions is like the Rambam, that lo ishtadlu she'nara gala v'mishpat, they didn't enforce justice. But besides that, the Ralbag says, had they killed just Shechem and Hamar, in yargu levado yinokmu nikmaso ave v'chol yosh v'hiru. Had they just killed Shechem, who was the actual guilty one who had seized Dina, then Hamar and everyone else would have retaliated against them. So therefore, they had to kill everyone. This actually is a tremendous chiddush, if this is meant as a matter of normative halacha. Rodif normally means someone's actually trying to kill you, you can kill him first. Habala hargacha, hashken mahargo. He has to be habala hargacha. The question is here, Hamar and the other members, the other inhabitants of Shechem hadn't done anything yet. Shimon and Levi were just worried, if I kill Shechem, tomorrow he might come and try to kill me. That itself, apparently, the Ralbag feels is considered some kind of rodif. Because I expect trouble from you tomorrow, because of what I'm going to do today, I can kill you today. Because I expect you to become a problem tomorrow. So that seems to be a big chiddush in the laws of rodif. There is another approach in some of the Rishonim, the Ralbag, the Arachayim. The Ralbag and the Arachayim suggest in various ways that everyone in Shechem actually was guilty. Not just guilty of not judging, not that they were actually trying to kill Shimon and Levi. They were all somehow complicit in the initial outrage against Dina. How so? So the Ralbag, in his third approach, the Ralbag says three different things. One thing is like the Rambam, they should have judged Shechem. One thing is the Prat we just mentioned, they were afraid that tomorrow they would retaliate. But also the Ralbag says, Yodam Gamkin Hayab Amal Hazeh, everyone was complicit in the outrage against Dina. They should have protested. They should have stopped and objected and prevented him from doing what he had done. not so easy to understand why that itself is a chiyuv misa. Gezel is a chiyuv misa for a non-Jew. Not protesting against Gezel, not obvious that that's a capital crime. The Ralbag seems to fail if that itself was sufficient reason for them to kill the inhabitants of Shechem. The Arachayim also says they were somehow complicit. He doesn't just say they were guilty of failing to protest. He says, Heim hayu be'ezer Shechem ligzal dina. They had all aided and abetted Shechem when he stole dina, and therefore it was Gezel for all of them. Not sure about the Matthias exactly. Every single member of Shechem had all been in on the crime. Shechem may not have been a huge city, but they were all guilty of taking dina, every single one of them. That's what the Arachayim says, that they were all the Mered, they were all the Mal Hazeh, they were all guilty on some level of the crime against Dina. One final approach as to why Shimon and Levi were entitled to wipe out Shechem is found in the Maral, a very provocative and very interesting approach of the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh brings the Rambam that they were guilty of failing to enforce the law against Shechem. Like the Ramban, he also feels that this is not persuasive. Tema, he says, how can we expect them to judge the son of the Nesi Haaretz? They were afraid of him, he says. Even if they're obligated to enforce din, that's when they can. Onus rechmona patre. Onus is patre, he says. How is it reasonable to expect them to have judged Shechem? He therefore also rejects the approach of the Rambam, and he has a unique approach, which is not found in the Rishonim. He says, it's not a kasha at all. He says, when you're dealing with nations, the laws of nations are different from the laws of private citizens, he says. Nations wage war against each other. At this point, there were still two separate nations, Yaakov's family, Vahinu Lam Echad. They proposed will become one nation by the Mila, but they were still two separate nations. It is legitimate, he says, for nations to wage war one against another. He says you don't even have to offer a Kriya Shalom in this case because they were the victims of an outrage. They were allowed to just launch an attack without any suing for peace first, he said. And he says that when you have a war, you're allowed to wage war against the enemy people, he says. Even though there are many civilians, many people who are not involved in any crime against you, he says, since they are part of the nation that has acted against you, you're allowed to wage war against them. Just as with the Midianim too, he says, that not everyone in Midian had been guilty of what Midian had done to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't matter, he says. Ein zechiluk, that as long as they're part of the nation, you can wage war against them and kill them. Morale essentially is arguing that we don't necessarily distinguish between civilians and between those who are guilty, those who are not guilty. When you're waging war, the enemy is the enemy. You can kill them indiscriminately. They are the enemy. They are all subject to being killed. Again, unique approach. This is picked up by some modern thinkers who have tried to formulate halacha and morality for the conduct of modern armies in Eretz Yisrael. But again, a big chiddush not really found in the earlier sources. So in summary, while there is a shita, the Bukhar Shar, maybe Rav Hirsch, who say that Shimon and Levi were simply wrong, virtually all the other mefarshim agree that we have to find some justification, some rationalization for what Shimon and Levi did. And there are a number of different approaches. Rambam's approach, along with a number of other Rishonim, is there was a failure to enforce the din. Ramban's approach is they were guilty of various other toevas. Other Rishonim learned that Shimon and Levi were acting in self-defense, whether they were already under attack by the inhabitants of Shechem who were loyal to their leader, whether they were afraid of attack in a future date by the inhabitants of Shechem. Some say that the other inhabitants of Shechem were guilty on some level, had participated somehow in the crime against Dina, either by not protesting or by actively aiding Shechem commit his outrage against Dina. Finally, we have the Maral in Gur Aryeh who says that this is the way war works. In Halacha, we don't have the modern notion of carefully distinguishing between the guilty and the innocent, between soldiers and non-combatants. When it's a war, we have the right to wage war, total war against enemy population, without distinguishing between those who may have been guilty of a crime against us and those who were innocent.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.